focusing on assessment and recognition for the purpose of lifelong learning. Denmark offers a free individual competence assessment, IKA, that recognizes both formal and informal skills. The digital tool My Skills and Qualifications File, known in Danish as Min Competence Map, allows citizens to record all their relevant skills for work or education purposes, which supports the country's recognition of lifelong learning. In Denmark, it is possible for someone to have their skills and competences assessed and recognized in relation to specific AMU programs, Arbejdsmarked Sudannelse in Danish. These are adult vocational job retraining courses, through an individual competence assessment, IKA, although these are known by the abbreviation IKV in Danish. When conducting an IKA, an educational institution carries out an assessment of whether an individual's knowledge corresponds to the level they would have achieved through a job retraining program. Prior to their validation, the individual can input their general skills into a digital tool called My Skills and Qualifications File, known in Danish as Min Competence Map. Digital tool that gathers and documents an individual's skills. My Skills and Qualifications File is a digital tool that allows anyone with a Danish digital ID to map and document different types of skills. The tool saves any uploaded grades and diplomas, while allowing the user to self-assess their general skills. Sabine Sangard, head of section in the Division for Vocational Upper Secondary Education and Preparatory Basic Education, which is part of the National Agency for Education and Quality, explains that the tool can be used for a variety of purposes. You can use My Skills and Qualifications File as part of your application process or in preparation for a job interview, with the tool guiding you through different questions to cover a range of skills. The skills can either be formal in nature, or more personal and social, says Sabine Sangard. My Skills and Qualifications File users register their general skills using a series of statements. For instance, they may select the statements, I'm good at explaining what I mean, and I'm good at writing messages. The great benefit of My Skills and Qualifications File is that the results can be used for an IKA. You can use My Skills and Qualifications File as part of your application process or in preparation for a job interview, says Sabine Sangard. IKA for lifelong learning. The purpose of an IKA is to formally recognize skills that people have acquired outside of the formal education system. An IKA can result in someone having skills recognized to a level that corresponds with a full AMU. This can lead to someone's period of training being shortened or their training plan being modified with suggestions for relevant job retraining programs. Individuals undergo an IKA at the educational institution that offers the relevant job retraining program. The process usually takes between half a day and 5 days. However, if an individual has only recently arrived in Denmark or did not receive their education in the country, this process can take longer, for instance, if they lack proof of past education. Sabine Sangard emphasizes that ICAs are available to everyone, but are particularly aimed at the target group for AMUs, those lacking in formal education, and skilled workers. ICAs are particularly good if you have work experience but lack educational qualifications. This allows you to be validated by an IKA, which can come in useful if you want to take on new responsibilities in your current role, or if you're applying for a new job or are looking to change industries, says Sabine Sangard. We also spoke to Charlotte Trollson, a lecturer at VIA University College, whose work includes training IKA guidance counselors. She says that many people apply for an IKA because they want to be admitted to a particular course. Whatever the reason, they always have to start by submitting an application for an IKA. You send in an application in which you show which formal skills you have, but you also write a statement about your other skills. As part of an initial conversation, we then try to expand on how these informal and non-formal skills can complement the formal skills, says Charlotte Trollson. For the validator, the validation is very much about examining which general skills correspond with the criteria set out for the given course or program, and can be validated, or which need to be supplemented. We'll encounter people who have partially completed their upper secondary education before dropping out to enter the world of work instead, which means they have experience of working life. Or they'll have performed duties in their job that haven't been documented, but we can see they have that experience, says Charlotte Trollson. Sometimes, I'll uncover certain skills and appreciate them more than the individual in question does. Women are particularly prone to underplaying their skills. Whenever that happens, I say, I'd like to hear more about this and that ability, says Charlotte Trollson. My Skills and Qualifications File promotes individual self-awareness. Charlotte Trollson highlights that My Skills and Qualifications file is a great tool to use for ICAs, since it helps to ensure that the assessment process and interviews are more constructive in their nature. Individuals who have entered their general skills into My Skills and Qualifications file begin to think about what they know and are able to do, and to what level. This can lead to positive discussion during an ICA as well as the discovery of new skills. Sometimes, I'll uncover certain skills and appreciate them more than the individual in question does. Women are particularly prone to underplaying their skills. Whenever that happens, I say, "I'd like to hear more about this and that ability." After listening, I'll often tell them that, "Based on what you're telling me, I think we can change this assessment a little," says Charlotte Trollson. This may mean discovering things that the individual applicant has omitted and/or underestimated since they do not necessarily recognize their own general skills and their importance. Charlotte Trollson shares a typical example. The person in question was a retail store manager who wanted to apply to a teacher training program, but their only formal qualification was a partially completed business studies program. As part of the admission process, an RKV, known in Danish as Real Competence Vurdering, or Real Competence Assessment, was carried out in relation to the teacher training program. They then discussed transferable skills. Managers are used to maintaining an overview of the bigger picture while also keeping an eye on the practical details, which is something that is also good in a teaching context. However, Charlotte Trollson also points out that the context of study itself is an important theme during an RKV. Or ICA. For instance, experience of working with documentation is advantageous when studying. The educational institution's assessment thus boosts the student to be's confidence and equips them with the tools for success. Links the Ministry of Children and Education's page on ICAs for use in AMU programs, About My Skills and Qualifications file, hosted by the National Agency for IT and Learning.